I have a timely resource for a very specific group of you. If you remember listening to episode 51, How to Use Your School Counseling Skills in Private Practice, you'll remember my friend and former colleague, Lorraine Holman. Lorraine set out to start her own private practice and now wants to teach you why you should and how to open your own viable private practice as a licensed professional counselor. Join Lorraine at a live 2-day virtual private practice workshop for school counselors. This 4.5-hour training will cover LPC licensure steps, private practice documentation essentials, developing your niche and ideal client, maximizing your profit, marketing for beginners, and essential mindset shifts from school counseling to private practice. You'll walk away from this workshop with the tools and confidence that you need to launch your private practice as a full-time or part-time option. Register today for this paid workshop. Space is limited to 15 school counselors and it costs $259. I'm a huge fan of Lorraine and the work that she's doing as an LPC supervisor and a former high school counseling department head. Head back to episode 51 to hear more about her story, but more importantly, if you have a tug to learn more about the practicalities of moving into private practice, I want you to head to counselorclick.com/private practice to learn more and sign up. That's counselorclick.com/private practice, and I hope you'll get to learn from Lorraine at the live workshops on June 7th and June 15th. In a high school, this topic feels like one more thing to do. The academic lessons come first, right? Scholarships, post-secondary life, transition to college, and even life beyond. It can be very easy to fill your classroom lesson schedule with these academic lessons and these lessons alone. By the time you get from 9th through 10th through 11th through 12th grades and then do it again for second semester, you are wiped out. You're listening to episode 13 of High School Counseling Conversations, How to Bring Social-Emotional Learning into High School Core Curriculum. Let's get to the show. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. You know, as a high school counselor, that social emotional learning is important. And I know social emotional learning is important. With Tier 1 interventions, we can make huge strides in reaching the most students by getting into classrooms. This can turn our work from reactive into proactive, and that is so important, especially for our own time management and the way that we serve students. Let's dive right in. Tip number one, or idea number one, consult with your teachers. This is how I often found my in, especially for SEL. SEL is one of those things that's also being added to teachers' plates right now, except they can't find the time, the resources, or the expertise to implement it. I so get this. We both don't have the time. However, you and I have the expertise. We know what students need, we know how to explain it, and we're ready to handle the heavy stuff when it comes up. I feel like that stuff is really scary for teachers. It makes them panic. They'd rather not do it at all if that's going to be the reaction they get from students. Time to consult with your teachers to see how you, as a high school counselor, can help them with social-emotional learning in their classroom so that they can get back to teaching their academic standards that they're constantly being evaluated on. Here are two teachers who you can start with. One, start with the teacher who you already have a relationship with. Or two, start with the teacher who really seems to be struggling. The teacher who you already have a relationship with would be a great person to bounce ideas off of. You could start by comparing their standards to your mindsets and behaviors to find overlap. Who knows if they even know that you have mindsets and behaviors that you're working off of? Then get something on the calendar that works well for the two of you. I know not everyone works this way, but for me, having it on the calendar makes it happen. I will even put a classroom lesson on my calendar before I even know what I'll be teaching on because I know that it holds me accountable to actually following through and doing it. This might terrify some of y'all type A planners, but I do think it's a way to get the ball moving and even get yourself out of your comfort zone. Are you looking for some done-for-you classroom lessons to incorporate into your high school counseling classroom sessions? Head over to my TPT store, Counselor Click, for all of your lesson planning needs. Go check out one of my favorites, Communicating Feelings and Interacting with Others Classroom Lesson. Get it by going to counselorclick.com/feelings. I'll also link it to the show notes. Let's get back to the show. Here's your second tip for how to bring social-emotional learning into your classroom lessons. Number two, commit to incorporating SEL on a smaller scale. The academic lessons feel like, okay, everybody in the whole school needs this right now. There's an urgency because this is one of those things that people come back saying, I never saw my counselor this year. I never knew this stuff. And they want to blame you for not knowing the stuff that you did tell them over and over again. Academics are what you get the complaints on when it's not done. Social-emotional learning is the icing on the cake. When you do it, it may not be recognized by as many people, but it's still valuable. Give yourself room to grow here and be willing to try some new things. Start with a health class or a psychology class or some sort of elective. Approach that teacher, like we talked about in the first tip, with some ideas to make their life easier and volunteer to take it on yourself. I always say that if you're willing to put in some work on the front end, you'll end up making huge strides in the advocacy piece of your program. Stakeholders are often very nervous to release reins over to someone else or to try something different, especially if it means extra work on their part. So if you come in with a confident game plan, it's really hard for them to say no. Start small. You do not have to do these SEL lessons for every kid in the entire school. Whatever you do will make an impact, and that's what we're all about, right? Okay, and then lastly, tip number three, pick a topic that you're actually excited about. If you have all the freedom in the world to start incorporating some SEL into your program, start by considering, what am I passionate about? What do I want to talk to students about when it comes to social-emotional learning in the high school setting? What do my students need to be learning? What topics do I see coming up over and over again in my office in individual counseling sessions? Because chances are, if a few kids are struggling with this issue, then a lot of others are probably struggling with it too. To confirm some of your hopes and dreams about what you could teach in these classroom lessons, start with a needs assessment to move you in the right direction. It would be really terrible if you spent all of this time coming up with some epic topic and wonderful lesson that your students were actually already experts in. Not sure what this would actually be, but you know what I mean. Ask questions to figure out what they need help with. Your needs assessment can be super basic. Send it out on a Google form, and then you'll have some awesome baseline data to either set goals from or to start measuring your students' confidence or lack of confidence in an area. It'll only move you forward. This will help set your to-do list in order and give you some direction on exactly where to start. I mentioned this before in a previous episode about small groups last month. Whatever you put on the needs assessment, be prepared to come up with a lesson for whatever those main topics are. Okay, so let's review. I just laid out three steps to incorporate SEL into your high school counseling classroom lessons. I want you to take these three tips and run into the sunset with confidence. Step one was consult with your teachers. They know your students so well, and they are your in to letting this happen in your school. Step two was to be okay with incorporating these lessons on a much smaller scale. Loosen up the reins, lower the standard, let some pressure off of yourself. We're starting small here. And step number three was pick a topic you're excited about. If you sound like the teacher in the Peanuts cartoons, wah, 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 it is time to pick a new topic. If you cannot fake your excitement about this topic, it's time to change directions. The sweetest spot is where you're excited about the topic and your students need this information. I hope these three ideas were helpful for you in beginning to incorporate some SEL into your high school counseling core curriculum classroom lessons. Wow, that was a tongue twister. I'll see you next week for more high school counseling conversations focused on classroom lessons and classroom management. Hey, I have a favor to ask of you. If you're loving the show, would you head over and leave a 5-star review wherever you like to listen? This helps get the word out to other high school counselors just like yourself that this is a podcast worth tuning into. It would actually encourage me too to know that I'm not just talking to myself. Do me a favor and head over to your podcast listening platform and leave a review for High School Counseling Conversations. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.